Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Encouraging Words. Our encouraging verse for this week is John chapter 12 and verse 41. These things Isaiah said when he saw his glory and spoke of him. This verse is encouraging because of what it is telling us. You may have already seen this in your own personal study, or maybe someone shared it with you at some point. It could be that you're hearing this for the first time today. But as John writes his gospel, he quotes a passage from Isaiah, and he tells us that Isaiah said these things when he saw the glory of the Lord. The quotation in John chapter 12 and verse 41 comes from Isaiah 6, verses 9 and 10. But it's interesting because Isaiah is a major prophet. He's going to be the first major prophet in your Old Testament Bibles, at least chronologically in the order as you turn through the pages left to right. Isaiah is the first of the major prophets. And when the book begins, he starts in verse 2 by saying, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's crib. But Israel does not know. My people do not consider. Alas, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a brood of evildoers, children who are corrupted. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked to anger the Holy One of Israel. They have turned away backward." God calling out to his children, to his people, and telling them the truth about the reality of where they were at this point, that they were utterly sinful. They were filled with iniquity. There was no one who was trying to do what was right. And Isaiah has the great and difficult task of laying this before a people who will quickly become angry with him for what he has to say. In verse 6, he says, "From the sole of the foot, even to the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed or bound up or soothed with ointment. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Strangers devour your land in your presence, and it is desolate as overthrown by strangers." The interesting picture that Isaiah gives to us about the land of Israel during the time that he was alive and what God has to say about it, but it sounds so close to what we face today. A sinful nation, people laden with iniquity, a brood of evildoers, from the sole of the foot even to the head, there's bruises and wounds and putrefying sores. I mean, think about all of the difficult and challenging things that are going on around us, and how many people are just as angry as they can be and turning against one another for all kinds of reasons. He says, "Your cities are burned with fire." We've seen that in the last several years. "Strangers devour your land in your presence, and it is desolate as overthrown by strangers." Strangers and foreigners coming in to overthrow our land. And we seem to be watching it happen now. In Isaiah chapter 2, all the way through 4, Isaiah kind of lays out God's power, his sovereign rule over all things, and of course, his righteous judgment over all nations. He also describes in detail the future of Judah and the future for God's people. But I want us to see where it really starts to get interesting for us as it pertains to John 12 and verse 41. In chapter 5, we're going to watch Isaiah pronounce a series of woes against a sinful people. And I just want to read those to you because Isaiah, again, called by God to say these things. He says in verse 8 of chapter 5, "Woe to those who join house to house. They add field to field till there is no place where they may dwell alone in the midst of the land." Woe to those who join house to house, just always constantly trying to get more and more and more, joining forces with others. There was no time to be at peace, just to rest, to settle down. Verse 11, "Woe to those who rise early in the morning, that they may follow intoxicating drink, who continue until night, till wine inflames them. The harp and the strings, the tambourine and the flute, and wine are in their feasts, but they do not regard the work of the Lord, nor consider the operation of his hands." There are people in this nation that right when they wake up in the morning, they are looking for the next place they can find a drink. And they long for that and they lust for that. And by the evening time, they've had so much that they are inflamed. And it says even those who celebrate with music and wine, they've not taken a moment to regard the work of the Lord. They don't consider the work or the operation of his hands. And God says, "Woe to you. You are not acknowledging me and everything that I've given to you and all that you have, you won't even turn to me with any gratitude at all. Verse 18, woe to those who draw iniquity with cords of vanity and sin as if it were a cart rope. Verse 20, again, another series of woes. Woe to those who call evil good. Think about the United States and judgment and the laws of the land today. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe to men mighty at drinking wine. Woe to men valiant for mixing intoxicating drink, who justify the wicked for a bribe and take away justice from the righteous man. Isaiah, again, by the word of the Lord, woe to those who call evil good. The things that are clearly evil, that everyone knows that are sinful, men are deciding now to say, no, that's good. That's the direction we should be heading. It's actually better. We figured it out. And God says, woe to them. They're exchanging darkness for light. They would rather be blind than have their spiritual sight. They trade bitter for sweet. They give up the sweet, that which is proper and appropriate. They trade it for things that are bitter, and they choke it down, wanting more and more of it. And God, again, by Isaiah, pronounces these woes. And when you get to chapter 6, this is where our quote comes from. In chapter 6, Isaiah says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one cried to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. So I said, remember Isaiah saying, woe to those, woe to those, woe to those. Isaiah 6 and verse 5, so I said, after Isaiah saw this, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth with it and said, behold, this has touched your lips, your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, here am I, send me. And he said, go and tell this people, keep on hearing but do not understand, keep on seeing but do not perceive. Make the heart of this people dull and their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and return and be healed. Isaiah says in the beginning of this chapter, in the year that King Uzziah died. So again, Uzziah was king for 52 years. All of a sudden, after 52 years of reign, there is no king in Israel. And Isaiah says, I saw in the very year that our king died, the Lord sitting on a throne. God presents himself to this prophet and allows him to see and understand that he is not off of his throne. The true king is right where he has always been. He is always the ruler of this earth and the ruler of all things, and he is perfectly in control. And we watch these seraphim with six wings flying around this throne in the temple. And they're crying out, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. And for me, I've always looked at that and thought about the fact that, well, this is God. Clearly, God, whatever Isaiah is allowed to see, is on this throne. He's looking down over Isaiah. The angels are involved with helping Isaiah tend to his own iniquity. Isaiah says, woe is me. And that's all you can say when you stand before the Lord. But John 12 opens a door that we never would have seen without John, inspired by the Holy Spirit, showing it to us. I want to read John 12:41 again, but I'm going to back up to 37 so we can see the prophecy of Isaiah laid down alongside what was really happening, because John tells us. Verse 37, speaking of Jesus, John says, but although he had done so many signs before them, they did not believe in him, that the word of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke, Lord, who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Isaiah says that in Isaiah 53 in verse 1. Now in verse 39, therefore they could not believe, John says, because Isaiah said again, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, lest they should see with their eyes, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. Verse 41, these things Isaiah said when he saw his glory and spoke of him. John tells us that the King, the Lord of glory that was on the throne in Isaiah chapter 6 is Jesus Christ the Lord. Although he had done so many signs before them, they did not believe him. And he finishes this after quoting Isaiah by saying, these things Isaiah said when he saw his glory and spoke of him.